Welcome back to a special edition of Racing Pulse, and we are live from Zinc on the banks of the Yarra, and we are just counting down to the barrier draw. The first barrier draw, which will be taking place live, is the Trotters Final, and then it will be the all-important Pacers Final. And joining us is the voice of Victorian Harness Racing, Dan Malecki. How are you, Dan?
Very good, thanks, Michael. Lovely morning, and it's the start of what's going to be a big week. I feel like the weekend still hasn't quite ended yet, but we've got a lot to look forward to. It is very exciting, and it's fantastic that RSN are on board, particularly with yourself, to the level that you have been to try to get to the broader communities about this very prestigious event.
We know you've called Melbourne Cups. How many Inter-Dominion finals have you called?
Five. Two in my home state. Three outside my home state. So, look, it doesn't come around often, that often, but they're events that are really important. You know, with a race caller, particularly me, would have a bucket list, and there's certain events, the Melbourne Cups, Caulfield Cups, Cox Plate, Stall Gift I got to tick off, and Inter Dominions. I've done five. I want to do a few more.
Well, this is the pinnacle. Jason Bonington is here as well. Now, Bonington, you're only a young man, but you would have seen a few Inter Dominions, and this is what everyone talks about, isn't it? Because this is the one race anyone involved in harness racing wants to win.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for calling me a young man, Mick. But beyond that, it is the Holy Grail. I mean, I know, Dan, we can speak openly about it now, probably going back 4 or 5 years. We worried for the future of the Inter Dominion. It looked like it was in serious jeopardy. And I really thought, big trouble, big trouble if we lose the Inter Dominion. It's our strongest brand, no doubt. People can talk about some of the other great races, New Zealand Cups, Hunter Cups, Miracle Miles, and they are all majestic events, and we look forward to them every year, but nothing matches the Inter Dominion. And there's been so many people, Dan, who have come up to me during the course of the last week. It feels like it's been going for a month, just quietly. This is my first one to be involved in a professional capacity, really, so it feels like it's been some sort of campaign, but coming up and saying, this is so unique. It's so incredible. We can't believe sort of we haven't been drawn into this in the past, because it's something no other code can do. No matter how you try, you can't do this with greyhounds. You can't do this with thoroughbreds. Four runs, 2 weeks. It's a harness unique issue, the Inter Dominion Series.
And tradition is important. In all of the codes, tradition has been broken, sometimes for the betterment, for the industry is going forward, but this is a tradition that the industry participants want, they've missed, they're passionate about. When we talk to thoroughbred people and an iconic race they want to win, it's always the Melbourne Cup, particularly here in Victoria, and it makes sense. Here in the harness racing, it's the, if you ask that same question, it's the Inter Dominion. But it's not just winning the Inter Dominion, it is having a runner in the Inter Dominion. That is the common denominator.
Yeah.
They just want to have a horse compete in it.
I just want to add to on a broader issue about tradition in sports. I mean, it is the same thing, isn't it? Like, you look at what's happening with the T20 or whatever in the cricket right now compared to Test match cricket, and how much more Test match cricket means, and what the Ashes means compared to winning a T20 series. Now, there's some wonderful new races and new initiatives, and they have to happen. You're right. For racing to grow, you have to try new things, and you have to be innovative. But really, nothing will ever match winning an Inter Dominion, and not just for the fans of the sport, but owners, trainers in particular, the way you have to prepare a horse to win an Inter Dominion series, whether it be for the Pacers or the Square Gaiters, and for drivers, that will be the peak moment in their lives and careers if they're able to win an ID.
And it's, we mentioned it earlier, and you said, Bonners, it's about the horse, it's about the stories, it's not necessarily just about the punt, and that's what the cut-through is. All codes have this battle of trying to have the balance between the punting dollar, but also the story, which is where you get the new people, where you get a new generation coming through. It's all important that we've got Channel 7 covering the final for 90 minutes on Saturday night as well, to help tell those stories as well. Because as you said, it's been in the doldrums the last few years, harness racing in general, but this here could be the start of regeneration and new fans.
And we'll have it back again in 3 years' time, and that's where we need to build. There's got to be a progression from this series, and then in 3 years' time, if it is going to progress, if it is going to go forward, it'll be far more noticeable.
We're now ready to cross across to Greg Hayes from Sky Racing for the Trotters Inter Dominion final barrier draw.
Now, it's very important to point out, this is different from the heats. The emergency does draw in the field, okay? So
The 13 runners, they all draw a barrier. Very important to point out. So the emergency does draw in the field. All right, let's draw the first horse out. Paul?
Paul Oxenford from Harness Racing Victoria to get official proceedings underway.
Wilma's Mate is the first horse out. And Wilma's Mate... I think Ashley Brennan is going to draw Wilma's Mate's draw. Is she in the room?
Ash not here.
All right. Luke, let's see where you're going to draw. Are you going to be liked? No, you're not. Wilma's Mate's draw barrier number 12.
Let's hope Luke gets another chance.
Okay. Tough Monarch.
Very important draw.
Ricky Alchin. Now, Ricky, this is Ricky's first runner in an Inter-Dominion final. And Ricky not here. So, Luke, you've got the honour. New South Wales, you will be barrier 9. So inside, on the second row, barrier 9 for Tough Monarch. Is going to have to get a move at some stage. Now, this is the emergency. Okay, Illawong Armstrong, and again, Luke, this will be you. Barrier number 8. So that means if Illawong Armstrong doesn't get a run, Tough Monarch is the inside of the second row.
That's right, 7 horses across the front row, as the wonderful board here shows. And there's not many back row draws left. Kingdom Come. Now this is a stablemate of Tornado Valley, will be driven by Alex Elby Ashwood and is a very fast beginner.
Kate was joking before when she sent a text message to you, wasn't she?
Well, I said, who's going to drive Kingdom Come being the stablemate? And Andy Gath said, Kate's waiting for the draw to decide between it and Tornado Valley.
All right, so who's making the draw? Here we go. Here, Andy.
Very fast beginner and has been really good through this series, Kingdom Come.
Barrier 10, 2 on the second row with the emergency out.
It appears there's only back row draws available at this stage. If there's any good news, Andy, there's less back row draws for Tornado Valley. Kai Valley Blur, one of the major players.
Okay, now Kai Valley Blur, Brent Lilly and Chris Alford, the combination. Brent Lilly's only had one other trotting finalist, and that was Game Bid back in 2002.
Which was
a winner,
a successful up at Harold Park. So, important draw here. He's not blazing off the gate, but to get a position and be a winning chance, he needs to draw nicely.
Barrier 11.
That is extraordinary.
Barrier
All back
11.
Row draws are now gone. The first
the
5 out.
There. The 13's there.
Oh, the 13. Sorry.
So, no. Kai Valley
Speeding
Blur.
Spur. Speeding Spur, Hazy.
Speeding Spur. All right, so this is for the Dickies.
This is the Kiwi Star.
Now, John Dickies had 4 finalists in the past, and his best return was back in 1987.
I think Luke might be up again here for Speeding Spur. Desperately needs a good draw. Barrier 1.
Ooh, market might change.
Wow.
Market might change now. And, of course, Josh Dickey will have his first drive in the final. So Speeding Spur, the Kiwi, has drawn 1. Now, Tornado Valley. We're about to see what happens here. Righto, Andy. 13 still there and everything else on the front row. 6.
6.
Definitely 6. Not, yeah, it's 9's out. 6.
6 for Tornado Valley. So he's a very fast beginner, Tornado Valley. We'll assess it soon.
Save our pennies, who's been so good through the series, of course.
And is a quick beginner as well, but probably not quick enough to get across Speeding Spur.
The Langs have had so much success through the Trotters Inter-Dominions.
Jerry Glavis to draw the...
Barrier three. Might be a little bit of speed early.
Barrier 3 for Speeding Spur. Tactically interesting here with fast beginners in
Red
1,
Hot
3
Tooth.
And 6.
The
and Red
Males
Hot Tooth,
family.
Very super fast beginner.
Quick beginner.
Red Hot Tooth could potentially cross them all if it gets a nice draw here.
Barrier 13.
Oh.
Barrier 13. Outside second row, Graham Bullock. I wouldn't want to be in his dentist chair at the moment. Monty Python. Monty Python, one of the Kiwis. Phil Williamson and Anthony Butt.
Not sure the Kiwis are here, so you're Luke, up again, Luke.
Only front row drawers, they'll like you. Barrier number two.
I think Monty Python's been going quite well through the series. Not a winning chance, but now becomes a place chance from there.
So we've got Rompers and Sky Petite, haven't we? Sky Petite. Sky Petite for Mick Stanley and Ryan Duffy. Luke, do your best. Barrier seven.
Wonderful little mare, but Barrier 7's going to make it hard.
Big Jack Hammer.
Finished off his heat at Cranbourne really well. Much a Here trotter on the rise, this one.
Here he comes.
Four and five.
Barrier 5. So that should mean, if we've done everything right, Romper's Monarchy, the mare.
Another quick beginner.
Over the long trip. She might need to just take it easy early, and I would think Luke will have to do the... Let's hope it's a four, and it is. All right, so the barrier draw for the Inter Dominion for the Trotters. We've got in barrier one, Speeding Spur. In two, Monty Python. Barrier three, Save Our Pennies. Barrier four, Romper's Monarchy. Barrier 5, Big Jack Hammer. Barrier 6, Tornado Valley. Barrier 7, Sky Petite. The second row, the first emergency, Barrier 8, Illawong Armstrong. Barrier 9, Tough Monarch. Barrier 10, Kingdom Come. Barrier 11, Kai Valley Blur. Barrier 12, Wilma's Mate. And Barrier 13, Red Hot Tooth. Your initial reaction to that, Adam, what does that do to the market?
I think it means a tornado.
So there we have it, guys. A fascinating barrier draw for the Trotters final. We've got Speeding Spur has drawn the coveted one, yeah. Tornado Valley 6. Now, what does that do for the market? What does that do for your initial reaction for the two favoured runners?
Well, I think it'd probably make people want to back Tornado Valley because they're going to get a bit of extra value about it now. Yeah, it'll get out slightly, but I don't think it should, but it will.
Yeah, it's going to be really... It's one of those funny things. You say pre-draw, if he draws anywhere in the front row, he could start as short as $1.30, and then Speeding Spur draws one and it changes the composition of the race. We saw on night two how quickly he can get out Tornado Valley. Look, if he's in front, if you map him in front, if you go through your speed maps and you say Tornado Valley still leads, he's a legitimate $1.20, $1.30 shot. He can't get beaten. I tell you what, this is now a three-horse race for mine, not a two-horse race, because if Illawong Armstrong comes out as the emergency here, Tough Monarch, who's better known as a tough, brutal stayer, Ricky Elchin has said all the way through this horse has got a terrific turn of speed under the right circumstances, particularly over a trip. If Speeding Spur's in front, if you map it that way, Tornado Valley in the breeze, Tough Monarch behind the leader, that's as deep as the race goes, but we have got a legitimate three-horse race where before the draw it looked like a one-act affair.
Do you agree, Dan?
Not really, no. Big Jack Hammer drawing five. I think he's got the speed to cross, Speeding Spur, and that changed the dynamics. Tough Monarch, look, you're right, he's quite sharp, but I think he'd be more in danger of being three back the inside. He's not out of it there, don't get me wrong. But if Big Jack Hammer led, Tornado Valley would work around and go to the front and put Speeding Spur... Maybe three back the inside, but the likelihood of trying to get off the pegs anyway. Look, I think it's advantage Tornado Valley, and to be truthful, looking at a horse at a bit of value, Big Jack Hammer, if it got to the pegs, takes the sit, it's definitely a top three chance. And Save Our Pennies, what does Gavin do? The horse is pretty good and patient. If the situation or scenario is the way you think it's possible, Jace, Speeding Spur leading Tornado Valley the outside, there are two horses. Well, you mentioned Tough Monarch, absolutely, for the right reasons, but there are two other horses that come into it. They're not going to sit up and sprint. They're going to at least put the pressure on at the 1,200. Yeah. There's two horses that will be sit sprinters that will be suited the race run that way, and they are Save Our Pennies and Kai Valley Blur.
Yeah. There's no doubt, if the race is run 100% truly, Kai Valley Blur, I think on face value a few people were mildly disappointed with the run on night three of the series. I've gone back and watched the replay several times.
Excellent.
It was very, very good.
Oh, absolutely.
Very good. It was every bit as good under different circumstances as the win on night two. So he's back to flying. And when he's flying, he's clearly in the top two or three trotters in the country. But he now needs those favours. He needs things to work out. And this is how crucial speed maps are in the trots. We're already talking about two or three different scenarios and how completely that will change the race. If you've got Tornado Valley in front and Big Jack Hammer crossing early, as Dan has suggested, virtually ensures that, you'd be willing to take $1.60 as value, really, wouldn't you, under those circumstances, Dan?
I think so.
Yeah.
Every driver in this race is going to have the ultimate respect for Tornado Valley.
Yep.
Is there anyone in that race that would be happy to have Tornado Valley grind them into the ground? Because he could get a little bit keen sitting without cover. So sometimes in a situation like that, there's an extra decision to be made by the driver of the horse in front. If the one outside is starting to pull, and he can pull.
Yeah.
So I still expect that he will work his way to the front.
But is that a scenario then where you don't think that Speeding Spur will try to hold the inside, or hold the lead because of that?
Oh, look, I think they'll try to do it. But it's over 2,700 metres, and I'm not a big fan of horses being used up out of the gate and then trying to lead over 2,700. They don't win too often. They need to get a sectional that's cheap enough, and if there's a good, tough horse that can make the last mile a real staying test, generally the leader won't win.
The thing playing in Speeding Spur's favour here is if he does lead, and that's a big if, he's had so much experience, so much more experience than the Australian horses, I guess, over a trip. So he'll be used to it. But there's going to be a few trying to fly at the start. Rompers Monarchy's another one that's going to have a little crack, I would have thought, earlier as well.
We'll discuss this more after 9:30 when we have our super panel. We are live from the barrier draws for the Inter Dominion 18. We're going to take a quick little break. On the other side of this, it'll be the barrier draw for the Pacers final.
Live on RSN 927, the barrier draws for the TAB Inter-Dominion Finals on a TAB Super Morning.
Welcome back to a very special edition of Racing Pulse. It is a TAB Super Morning, courtesy of the TAB and Harness Racing Victoria, for the barrier draws for ID 18. We've just had the barrier draw for the Trotters Final. Now let's take you back to Greg Hayes and Adam Hamilton from Sky for the draw of the Pacers Final.
Mac Doro.
Now, just two runners for Dom Martello.
Yeah, just confirming that Luke McCarthy will drive one of his horses, or one of the cross runners, and Caldo will drive the other. Just got that message through from Luke.
All right, let's see the draw.
Barrier four for Mac
Four
Doro.
For Mac Doro, who is a fast beginner.
Spank him. Wow. All right, Luke.
So this could be favourite. If it draws beautifully, this will be your Inter-Dominion favourite.
Barrier 5.
That's a really nice draw for Spankham. Barrier 5.
With a horse that's got gate speed inside him. Perfect. Cash and Flow.
One of the outsiders. The second
of the cross runners.
Yep. Barrier 13. He was an outsider. He now becomes the outsider of the field.
Rappers.
Draw, crucially important for Rappers Delight. Has gate speed. I think at this stage of his career, he needs to be right on the pace and on the marker pegs. Let's see the draw for Rappers Delight and this beautiful story with Kimmer Frenning.
Barrier 11.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts for Rappers. Cruz Bromac.
Cruz Bromac.
Yep, the second of the All-Stars runners. And the horse, as you mentioned, the closed favourite before the barrier draw. Looks like you're up, Luke. Barrier 9. Well, that makes it harder for him. It is two out on the back row. So what will be very important, Tiger Tara. Well, we just go from one big gun to another.
Ashley Brennan's drawing.
Ash Brennan, no pressure from the colourful Kevi Pizzuto here.
Seven. Ooh, outside front row.
Makes life hard early, the extreme outside front row draw. I'm Pat's Delights. So Gavin Lang's had 10 Inter-Dominion pacing final drives, yet to get a winner. Calls himself the Frankie Dettori of harness racing because Frankie's tried to win the Melbourne Cup that many times and been unsuccessful. Luke.
Barrier 3.
Ooh. Super draw. Here's your big firmer in betting. He was $8 or $9 they closed off.
He could move into second or third favourite.
He absolutely could.
Out he hares the emergency. So will draw a gate, importantly.
And is a very fast beginner if it happened to get into the field. They would be desperate for gates one or two.
Let's see. Barrier number 12. So really only affects Cash and Flow. And Luke confirming that John Caldo will drive Cash and Flow.
I saw our uncle.
John's in the room, I think. Did you know that you were driving, John, when you came today?
Probably not.
Well, there you go. You've got to drive in the Inter Dominion. All right, our Uncle Sam. Now,
he's been the find of the series.
He has been. This is a great story.
The battler from Bathurst.
Barrier number 10.
Oh.
Barrier 1 still there.
Barriers 1 and 2.
Maxi Man. The claimer.
What about this guy?
Was bought for 20K. They paid 20K to get him into the series. It was non-refundable. They paid for him.
He's
here
got
we go.
Good gate speed. Barriers 1 and 2 are available.
Barrier
6.
Oh. Barrier 6. Galactic Star. You're meant to be choosing this one.
Oh, okay. Gee. No pressure here.
One.
Oh. Greg Bond will be happy with me there. And he's got very good gate speed, Galactic Star, too.
San Carlo. Beck?
Barriers 2 and 8 available. I think they'd be pleased with both of them. But
especially with San Carlo, especially with Galactic Star in 1.
Yeah, because you might be 3 pegs at worst, but Barrier 2.
Barrier 8.
Barrier 8. I think that's actually not a bad draw
for
him.
So that puts Can't Refuse in 2.
Matt Leppard coming up. What a fairy tale it's been for Matt and all involved in Can't Refuse. Matt had his...
All right, Barrier 2, so it all works out.
His first child a week ago, and now he's got an Inter-Dominion final runner.
All right, here we go. The barrier draw for the 2018 Inter-Dominion Pacers final. Galactic Star has Barrier 1. Barrier 2, Can't Refuse. Barrier 3, I'm Pat's Delight. Barrier 4, Mac Doro. Barrier 5, Spankem. Barrier 6, Maxi Man. Barrier 7, Tiger Tara. Barrier 8, San Carlo. Barrier 9, Cruz Bromac. Barrier 10, Our Uncle Sam. Barrier 11, Rapper's Delight. Barrier 12 is The First Emergency, Audi Hare. Barrier 13, Cash and Flow. Will the favourite still be Cruz Bromac?
And that is the question everyone will be asking Dan Malecki and Jason Bonington. Initial reactions after that. Cruz Bromac drawing 9, Spankem 5, Tiger Tara 7, San Carlo 8, Galactic Star 1. Who's going to be favourite?
You're asking Jason first?
This is not easy, is it?
You're probably looking at equal favourites now, I would think. I'm Pat's Delight, I think, is drawn pretty well. Cruz Bromac, he'll probably drift marginally. And obviously Spankem's a good draw. Galactic Star will definitely firm. I'd say it'd be the biggest firmer, Galactic
Without
Star.
Without doubt.
And San Carlo's obviously a good draw. Tiger Tara's the one that'll probably drift off 7. But they've got options, though. When you're drawn 7, you can only do 2 things, mate. You can go forward or you can go back. When you're drawn barrier 8, you're stuck there.
Yeah, well, you won't be going back, Tiger Tara. I can nearly guarantee that. And that's going to create a wonderful situation in the first 400 or 500 metres here, where Galactic Star, I think, can hold everything. Don Martello's going to join us shortly, and he's got Mac Doro. It'll be the one really dashing for the early lead. But you're going to look at Spankem, you're going to look at I'm Pat's Delight and Tiger Tara all wanting to roll forward in the first 600 metres, and this is going to be a truly run into Dominion Grand Final.
2,700 metres.
Yeah.
Always had a theory when the races were beyond 2,400 metres.
Yeah.
The Kiwis usually win.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, gents, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we're going to speak to some of the connections post-barrier draw to get their initial thoughts. And we'll also get the brand new markets from TAB for both the Pacers and the Trotters Five.